Quilting is an American tradition that often gets associated with the domestic sphere. But quilting can also be innovative, even subversive. Two concurrent exhibitions at the Fleming Museum in Burlington showcase quilts from different eras in American history. Vermont Public's Michaela Lafrac has more.
Don't be fooled by the construction at the Fleming Museum at the University of Vermont in Burlington. It's undergoing renovations, but director Sonia Lundy assures visitors it's still very much open.
It's one of the few spaces on the campus where you don't have to pay tuition or be enrolled in anything to come in. Everybody's welcome.
Inside, the halls are a riot of color and cloth. The main room features a traveling exhibition called Hand-Stitched Worlds. 18 quilts are on loan from the American Folk Art Museum in New York. Another room holds an exhibition of locally made quilts from the Fleming, the Middlebury College Museum of Art, and the Shelburne Museum. My tour starts with the largest quilt. Women at the University of Vermont stitched it in the mid-1970s. Curator Kristen Hansen says each square depicts a facet of campus life.
So it really is an invitation for people to think about the importance of place to their lived experience and also to their understanding of culture and history.
Her favorite square in the UVM quilt features two tiny university botanists surrounded by plants.
And the more that you look at the quilt, the more that you see.
And the beard and the mustache on these little guys is amazing. Like, they have full faces that have been stitched in there. And the little cactus.
Yes.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, they're little gems. The more you look, the more you see.
Hansen didn't know much at all about quilting before she curated this exhibition. One of the reasons she loves it is because of how inviting the art form is.
I think because a lot of these objects come from the domestic sphere, or you might have one in your own home, or you might know a quilter, or you make quilts yourself, you feel that there's something immediately accessible about them, and they lend themselves to making connections.
We wander over to the traveling exhibition. There's a quilt that looks like a map of the United States made from sumptuous jewel-toned velvet. Sonia Lundy, the director, says she's had to gently stop people from touching it. Another striking piece is made not of fabric, but of wooden debris. The artist, Jean-Marcel Saint-Jacques, assembled his materials in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. A couple doorknobs jut out from the rough wood. Just like with the velvet quilt, they pull you in, begging you to touch. We wander over to a piece from 1998 by Drenell Levinson.
Yeah, all right,
what is it? What do you see? Tell us. I know what it is, so you should tell me.
It looks like,
I
don't know, like wrapper, like chocolate wrappers or bottle caps or, I don't know, gold coins.
They are aluminum wrapped condoms.
The piece challenges traditional conceptions of what a quilt has to be made from. Why not aluminum wrapped condoms? It's trite, but it's true. Each quilt tells a story, and they draw stories out of the viewer as well. Allison Belisle of Brookfield and her mother Sandra stand in front of the big UVM quilt, captivated. Sandra lives right around the corner from campus. She's a quilter herself.
I know how much work goes into these, how much love, how much dedication goes into this, and I appreciate every single one that I've seen.
Her daughter Allison is just as impressed.
There's so many facets involved with this exhibit that it's just mind-blowing. I could stay here all night long.
No sleeping at the museum, the curator says, but there is time for more visits. The exhibitions run through December 6th. The Fleming is the last venue to host the traveling exhibition, so after it closes here, many of the quilts are fated for storage. The Belisles linger at the quilt made by UVM women in the 70s. Sandra is a UVM alumna. She recognizes the scenes in almost all of the squares. She points at one and begins to tell her daughter a story. For Vermont Public, I'm Michaela Lafrac.